We all struggle with stress or adversity at times. Some people have strategies for dealing with it. They might pray, they might meditate, maybe listen to music or find comfort with friends. Imagine if you're the leader of the free world. That's a job filled with stress. One person on President Obama's staff had an idea to help.
In the midst of a bruising 2008 presidential campaign, a young staffer was quietly praying for his candidate and decided to let him know.
I was thinking, you know, I wonder who's looking after his soul, his spirit. And so shot him an email, wasn't sure what kind of response I was going to get, if I was going to get fired or what would happen if I sent this note. And in a few minutes, he wrote back and said, this is exactly what I was looking for.
That message was a short meditation on the 23rd Psalm. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that started a daily tradition for Joshua Dubois and Barack Obama. About 2,000 devotions later, the emails are part of how the president quietly practices his Christian faith. Dubois joined the administration as the director of faith and neighborhood partnerships, helping to shape policy and acting as a bridge between faith leaders and President Obama.
President Obama is not somebody who wears his spirituality on his sleeve. How important is religion and spirituality and Jesus Christ to President Obama?
You know, it's very important. And I, for one, would rather have a leader who lives out a sermon than preaches one.
He has been criticized for not picking a church in Washington, D.C.
We recognized very early on that when you bring the whole package of the presidency, all the Secret Service and all the lines and barricades and so forth to a local congregation, there's a lot of burdens there. And so instead of picking one congregation, he's decided to visit several.
With politics, policy, and war, the business of being the president can be altogether unholy.
How do you, as somebody who is so attuned to the president's spiritual needs, reconcile the job, which is born out of tough, unheavenly decisions, and his relationship with God?
As long as you know you are, you feel that within your own soul that the moves that you're making are right with God and right with yourself, then that's the best we can ask for. And so my job was to help push him towards that relationship with God, where they could have their own conversation about what was right, and then he makes the best decisions that he can.
His job approval ratings at their lowest point in some polls. The president's in a tough time now. During past periods of doubt and difficulty, Dubois has sent to the president a go-to devotional about bouncing back. He quotes 2 Corinthians. And he combined it with a story about legendary boxer Joe Louis refusing to take a quick rest on the mat after being knocked down because he didn't want his opponent to get any rest either.
Is this legit? Hanukkah is the Jewish festival of lights. It's true. The holiday is also known as the Feast of Dedication and the Feast of Maccabees.
Hanukkah commemorates the victory of the Maccabees, a group of Jewish people, and also celebrates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem. The holiday lasts 8 nights. The start of Hanukkah isn't always on the same date. This year, it starts at sunset on Wednesday, which means the 8-day holiday coincides with a major U.S. holiday.